Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 31st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation, chapters 19 to 22. Are we getting ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb? We read in Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 8 like this, the words of Apostle John. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. As the book of Revelation comes to a close, Apostle John speaks about a wonderful event that is going to happen in heaven, which is the marriage of Jesus Christ to his church. Apostle Paul had earlier spoken about the relationship of Christ to his church with that of a husband to his wife as being a great mystery. In order to get a better understanding of this event, we should look into the steps involved in a Jewish marriage. It all begins with the betrothal of the bride to the groom, which is as binding as marriage itself. Due to this fact, the betrothed couple is normally referred to as husband and wife. During the period of betrothal, the groom prepares to pay the dowry to the father of the bride and also prepares room in his father's house for his bride, while the bride prepares herself for the upcoming wedding. It is the father of the groom who decides when the interval of betrothal should end. With the father's consent, the groom, along with his friends, goes to his bride's home, from which he brings her back to the home that he has prepared for his bride. There the wedding supper is held, and the marriage is finally consummated through the union between the groom and the bride. When Jesus took on flesh and blood and came down to the sinful world, he became the sacrificial lamb for humanity and became betrothed to his followers, the church, who accept him in their hearts as their Lord and Savior. He paid the ultimate price, the dowry, by shedding his last drop of blood on the cross of Calvary. Thereafter, he has left for his heavenly abode to prepare a place for us, his bride, the church, and he has exhorted us not to be troubled about this matter. One day in the near future, Jesus will return for his bride, for so he has stated that he will come back again. In fact, in the last chapter of Revelation, Jesus has emphasized three times that he will return quickly. He will take us with him to heaven to participate in the marriage of the Lamb. This wedding imagery expresses the intimacy, love, and joy between Christ and his bride, the church. As the bride of Christ, the church has to make herself ready for the judgment seat of Christ and take away her spots and wrinkles in order to receive rewards for faithful service. As we close out this year and complete our journey through God's word, a good question to ask ourselves today is, are we getting ready for the marriage of the Lamb? Let us be truthful in our answer today. I pray that God will bless you as you continue your study and your journeys through God's word.